Hey guys, look! Look at that guy over there. He looks really strong. I wonder if he'll help me carry my gift box.
You know, it has been prophesied that Emmanuel will be strong. Strong enough to make all the valleys high and the mountains low. Yes, this must be Emmanuel.
He looks strong enough to me. This must be our guy.
Hail, Emmanuel.
You are the promise that we've been searching for, right?
Just when I thought I was going to get rid of this gift box.
We've got to find him soon. If I kneel down too many more times, I might not be able to get back up. You got any more bright ideas, Professor?
Well, it says here that the promised one will be a leader, a ruler, a person of great wisdom. We need to find someone like that.
Yes, someone just like us. Someone who's wise, noble, kingly.
Hey, guys, look at this fellow right over here. Now, he looks official. He's sitting right up front. And look how he's dressed, royal robes and all. Now, this guy looks like a leader. He's got to be the one. This is the guy. What? Wait a minute, just a moment before we kneel again. Sir, are you Emmanuel?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, do you know where we might find him, sir? Which one, the man or the woman?
The child.
The child?
Thank you.
A baby?
Wait a minute. Something's just not right here. Gentlemen, babies are not strong. Babies are not wise. And I've smelled babies before, and gentlemen, they do not smell like roses.
Well, the star is shining right over him. There's no doubt about that.
And you know, babies don't stay small forever. Who knows what this child will be when it is grown?
But why would God send a baby?
Perhaps because a baby represents such hope and promise, the promise of tomorrow. Maybe God sent us a child, his child, to show us how much he loves us. Or perhaps it's just to show us that all of us, even the least of us, can be great through him.
Wow. God is here with us, lying in this manger. We came to bring him our gifts. He came to bring us life. Hail
Emmanuel.
God is with us.
They had never met. When they finally found him, they responded with joy, worship, and gifts.
This is so different from the approach we often take today. We expect God to come looking for us, to explain himself, prove who he is, and give us gifts. But the reality is, those who make the journey to the manger in faith are the ones who are truly wise.
Now it's your turn. This Christmas season, take your own journey of faith to the manger. And when you've discovered the joy of God's precious gift, share it with everyone you meet. May God bless you this Christmas and always.
Come, all ye faithful, come to the manger and worship your King.